I'll ask this question.
Okay.
Just Gary, you said it was the first game of next season today, really, the start of a new era. What have you decided to do with the team?
Well, we're playing the two young lads up front. I think it's only right to give them a bit of a go. We haven't been scoring goals, too many goals this season, so certainly not since I've been here either. So, and they've done very well as a pairing in training, and obviously when I was in the youth team, and they're both good footballers, so hopefully, you know, we can find a bit of football in us today and try and find that clever goal and that well worked goal, and that's what I'm after. So those two will start up front. Hanks will play in the middle with Matty Richards. Zach will play on the left, Burnsy on the right, so it's quite a young forward group other than Matty Richards, of course. And then the back four, I want to give the young lads a little bit of strength back there rather than play lots of young people. James Bowen will come on second half, definitely, but I'm keeping the same back four and goalkeeper because I think it's, I know sometimes the quality's not always there, but they've kept a very, very good shape. A bit like her, really. Cut. They catch a very good shape at the back there, and so I want to keep that for the young boys.
Yeah, apart from obviously, hopefully they'll both score, but apart from goals with Harry and Bobby, is there anything else particularly you're looking for? First time you've seen them in a new start in a game?
Yeah, you want to see whether they've got that. You want to see whether they've got that that men's football game in them. You know, they've come on, they've been subbed, they haven't worked together. Not in a first team situation. So really I just want to see whether or not they can perform and affect the game at this level. They've both got ability, no doubt. So I'll be talking to them. It's a great opportunity for them to show that they're good enough to get us back into the league.
Yeah.
I know we keep shuffling around, but that's because that water's. You might want to put your camera on that water thing that they all keep saying coming up.
In terms of preparing for the game today, has anything been said about league? I know obviously relegation can't be avoided, but is anything been said about avoiding being bottom of the league?
Not really, no, because you can't. Of course, you don't want to be bottom of the league, which is why I've picked some young lads, not all young lads, but and some experienced ones. So, no, we don't want to be bottom of the league, but what I want is the lads to put on a bit of a performance. I want to see, we're playing against a very direct team in Wimbledon. They are very direct and strong, and I just want to see us be able to play the football that causes them a problem. Because if we go long, then they'll be better than us at it because they've been doing it for a long time, and that's why they're mid-table sort of thing. They've got their way of playing. So it's just to see whether we can play some good football, get a few chances playing that good football, and work through the thirds, because Wimbledon are going to put you under pressure with nearly every ball. They're going to get lots of crosses in, and I've worked with Bayo Akinfenwa, and he's a formidable force. As far as formidable force, as far
as formidable as the water.
Oh no, exactly. as far as being strong in the penalty area.
And was there a temptation to put more of the kids in, or was it a case of just keeping maybe the two or three in to allow them to do themselves justice with
yeah,
an experience?
Yeah, that's what I've done. And what you don't want to do is put in a real young, inexperienced team, and it cost us. You know, you may get beat, you may win, but my experience, you don't want to lose somebody's confidence too early if you think they're not quite ready. I think the two boys that are playing, in my opinion, are ready now. I think James Bowen's not far away either, and he'll come on second half, and then I'll worry about the rest when it comes down to it.